It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
My dad was a circus freak, but my mom don't remember which one. I like to think it was a little bit of all of them.
I was laughing so hard I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
Don't you blaspheme in here. Don't you blaspheme in here.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
You throw over $1,000 a month into local wishing wells.
Of course, you idiot, because I'm wishing for more money.
I like that one. That's Homer, you know. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're in the middle of Password. We're going to the final round. On the line is a fabulous prize, the Nissan Z tickets to go see that fabulous concert. Is it this weekend? I put the paper somewhere.
It's a Mayhem show.
It's on this paper somewhere.
Somebody grabbed it, I swear to God.
A lot of pretty music.
Yes.
And very comfortable seats, because these are actual seats from a Nissan Z car.
I know.
Four-pack of Nissan Z seats. Check out the Mayhem Festival this Sunday. Don't move that chair in. That's what happened. Mayhem Festival this Sunday at Nissan Pavilion. They've replicated four actual seats from the Nissan Z car and set them up side by side of the Nissan Pavilion.
Can you even imagine?
Yes, I can. Mayhem Festival with Dragon Force, Mastodon, Under Oath, and more this Sunday at the Nissan Pavilion. It was this weekend. All right, now we're giving our two finalists, Linda from Maryland and also John from Manassas, the opportunity to play with whoever they want. That's either Rob, Buzz, or myself. First, let's give Linda her opportunity. And how many rounds do we get in this segment here?
At least three.
At least three? Let's go to Linda in Maryland. Linda, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
You're going to get to play first. Pick either Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, or your charming host.
I'm sorry. I went Buzz Baby.
Buzz Baby. I think you should remember, Linda, that I was the one that got you here.
Exactly. Without Mike,
I wish you the very best of luck, though.
Thank you.
All right. The time starts when Buzz gives his first clue, and really good luck to you.
Thank you.
Here we go.
All right.
Stingy.
Frugal.
Opposite.
Generous.
That's it?
That's it, one.
Illegal?
Of age, no.
A request?
Pass.
All right. Snip?
Trim.
Fingers.
That's only one point for you, Linda.
Just one. Sorry. We had some tough words there.
Sorry about that. Let's move on to John. John in Manassas. How you doing, John?
I'm ready to go.
All right. You got to choose either Rob, Buzz, or Mike.
Mike, let's go with you today.
All right. Here we go. And you will start the time as soon as I give you your first clue. And here we go. Obliterate.
Destroy.
That's correct. That's one. Oh, my God. Pass. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Maniac.
Freak.
Similar.
Nut.
Bigger.
Psychopath.
Smaller.
Pass.
Old.
New.
Oh, man. All right. The two other words were pulley, which I had no clue for, and lunatic. That's out of this. Is this the 60s version we're playing here?
I believe
he's
it is.
He's a lunatic.
He's out of his mind.
What's the game? Tied at one?
Tied at one.
Tied at one. Let's go back to Linda. Lovely Linda. You ready to play, Linda?
I am.
We're going to do it this time.
Good luck to you.
Here we go.
And the time starts when Buzz gives the clue.
Breakable.
Fragile.
Exactly.
That's one.
Reliable.
Dependable.
Believable.
Pass.
All right. Precise.
Acute.
Precise.
Exact.
That's it.
That's it. Good.
Soil.
Dirty.
Manure.
Compost.
Oh, no. Sorry. Was all fertilized.
Right. What was the total she got on that one?
Total of two, which puts her with three total. Mm-hmm.
Three total to one with me and John here. All right, here we go. Let me turn this thing over.
Good job, Linda.
Hello, Linda.
Okay. And are you ready, John?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. 30 seconds, and here's your first clue. Mad.
Angry.
That's correct. That's one. Cow.
Bull.
Field.
Pasture.
That's correct. Fly.
Airplane.
Animal.
Bird.
That's correct. Winter.
Summer.
Down.
Feathers.
Hill. Sport.
Ski.
Yes. He got it into the buzzer. Does the buzzer count? Does if he gets it in under the buzzer?
Seems to me he judges.
All right, that's good. All right, very good.
So
what's
the
total?
Total of four, wasn't it?
I think that was four.
Remember, wow. One clue, right? One clue per response.
All right, very good. Buzz is getting competitive.
Sure.
All right, very good. One clue per response.
Right.
Now I guess we lost Linda for a second.
Oh,
there.
No.
All right, Linda, you there?
I am.
All right, let's go back to play with Mr. Rule Stickler.
Let's try it.
All right, very good. And the clock will start when Buzz starts giving the clues.
Okay.
Numeral.
No, I'm sorry.
Hang on, Linda.
What?
Wait, Buzz, I was effing with you.
I know.
You should have said stop, but you went ahead anyway.
That's why I said hang on.
Just remember, Linda, the clock will start when Buzz gives the clues. That was the joke. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Now start again.
Numeral.
Number.
That's it. Official.
Referee.
Purview.
That's too hard.
Let's pass.
Yeah.
Promise. Promise.
Belief.
Scouting.
Oath.
Other. Next word. Suntan. Oh, I gave it away. Sorry.
Oh, man. No.
Oh, man.
Where are we in the game, Rob? Where do we stand here?
After three rounds, Linda has four. After two rounds, John has five.
All right. So another third round. A bunch of words for old Johnny here. Let's go. You start when I give the clue. You ready there, John?
Yes, I am. I'm
here
ready.
We go. Near.
Far.
Very good. That's one. Hero.
Sandwich.
Opposite.
Loser.
Crook.
Enemy.
Hero. Pass. Apple.
Orange.
That's correct.
Ooh.
Run.
Walk.
That's correct. All right.
Two.
All right, how many did I get?
Six to four now the score.
7-4.
7-4?
That is 7-4.
Yeah, and thanks for trying to cheat me there, Buzz.
And one clue per answer, please.
Okay.
And because of that, John goes first this round.
I mean, what's that? Hold on. Bethann, not in the headphones. We're trying to play the game. Please.
Did he get two or three?
I think he got three.
All right.
I think he got three.
So it's 8-4?
8-4.
All right.
And so John still goes first this round.
Very good. And it starts. So I go. I start with John again?
Yes.
All right, John, here we go. This is
okay.
Tough.
All right.
Mexico.
South America.
Water.
Dos Equis.
Tampa.
The Gulf of Mexico.
You got it. All right. 9.
10.
That's correct. Mm. Groom.
Wash.
Opposite.
Dirt. Dirty.
Woman. Woman.
Tramp.
Groom.
Oh.
It's bride, dude.
Bride.
It's bride.
Bride.
Oh, no. How many did I get?
You got two for a total of 10, which I think means John wins because I think there's only five in a round, right?
That's right. Yeah,
Linda cannot catch up. John wins.
Congratulations, Johnny. You are the big winner.
All right. Woo-hoo.
All right. Let me get a nice prize for you also, okay? Linda, let me see. All right. I'm not going to give you the Hooters gift card. You don't want that, do you? Okay, I'll give you a Hooters gift card.
Excellent.
Good for 50 free wings.
Ooh.
Make Hooters your fantasy football headquarters and make your fantasy a reality at Hooters all season long. Free Wi-Fi available most Hooters locations, mm-hmm. So enjoy that, okay?
Thank you very much, Don.
Good stuff. And for you, sir, Mr. John, you have won a 4-pack of Nissan Z seats to check out the Mayhem Festival this Sunday at Nissan Pavilion. They've replicated a 4 actual seats from the Nissan Z car and set them up side by side at the Nissan Pavilion for the Mayhem Festival.
It's nice. Amazing. Where do you see it?
Yeah, that's Dragon Force, Mastodon, Under Oath, and more. And enjoy yourself at the Nissan this weekend, okay?
Thank you very much.
I'll put both of you on hold. Thanks for playing the game. Oh, my God. Wow. That was exhausting.
And tough.
Wow. That was very, very difficult.
Ooh. That's the way we play Password 62.
And it's a lot harder when you can't see the person you're playing with.
But as we always like to do, mm-hmm. Rob and I always like to demonstrate and see if we can get to all five in 30 seconds. All ready, Rob?
I'm ready. Begin.
Steak.
Potato.
Large.
Roast.
Category.
Beef.
That's correct. Test.
Exam.
Longer.
Examination.
That's correct. Cut.
Slice.
Weapon.
Sword.
Smaller.
Knife.
Right. New York.
Island.
Walk.
Sidewalk.
Oh, I gave it away though with that.
Sorry.
Create.
Omera.
That's 3 out of 5.
Music.
Compose.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Ah, there it is.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
It ain't an easy game.
Not
but
as
I do
easy
love
as it,
it
looks.
Love it.
That is a very difficult game. I like playing Password, though. I sure have a good time.
Yeah,
I really
do.
My God, I'm exhausted. Ooh, intellectually.
Man.
I mean, David Carradine, the lady that had the stalker, mm-hmm. Password. Good Lord.
What
can
next?
You get better entertainment in the
you
afternoon?
Can't. Not in 4 hours.
I do not believe so, ladies and gentlemen. Buzzy, what are we looking at today?
Well, I was hoping to start with something cheerful about the Olympics, and there's plenty of cheerfulness to talk about there, but unfortunately, there's been breaking news this afternoon, and it isn't pretty.
Uh-oh.
The chairman of the Arkansas Democratic Party has been shot to death.
Wow. What?
Police say a gunman opened fire in party headquarters in Little Rock today, hitting Bill Guatney. The shooter showed up at the headquarters and asked to speak to the chairman. He fired 3 shots before fleeing in a pickup truck and leading police on a high-speed chase. The shooter, was reportedly shot by police. Still no word on his motive.
Well, it happens all the time. That is a shame, and I guess we'll find out what the deal was, whether it was just a complete whack job or whether there was an agenda or a grudge or any of that. Was this guy any kind of player on the national stage at all? Did we know? I mean, I've never heard the name.
As far as the Clintons are concerned,
Bill that's what I thought.
And Hillary Clinton
sounded familiar. That's why I asked that.
Have already expressed their deepest condolences, as this is a friend of theirs and a guy they've worked with very closely over the years, obviously.
Okay, very good.
The word that I think of because of Password is lunatic.
Ah, yes, from 1960.
Must have been a lunatic.
Which year did we play the Password? Which one do we have?
It was a happy mix there. I think the first round was 80s and the second was from 1930.
You see, you can see on the envelopes, this is the 1960s graphic and this is the 1980s graphic over here. So
really?
That's how you tell the difference.
I think the cards don't always match the envelope.
No, they don't.
I couldn't tell you by looking at the graphics. I think they both look a little like 1950.
But they both have that same technology of holding a piece of cellophane over it so you can read the clue.
Mine smells Ludney.
Mine smells whitey.
Hold on. Oh, I got that one already. I never got to Lampoon. I would have loved to get a Lampoon.
That would have gone well.
What would your clue for Lampoon be? Satire?
Sounds like tampon. I don't know.
No, Lampon.
Never as easy as it
No,
looks.
I would have said National.
Enquirer.
Comedy. Magazine.
See, what's stupid now is I'm
we
trying
know the
to
answer.
Word. I know.
Yes.
We can't do that.
We're obsessed.
U.S. Olympic swimmer Michael Phelps. Is there anything he can't do?
Yeah,
sure.
Count to 10.
Stop it, Rob.
Not even his 11 career gold medals can slow him down.
Stop it, Rob.
Not even the 5 he's won at this year's Summer Games in Beijing.
I'll tell you what's going on this side.
I'll tell you how to slow him down. Put down 3 shovels and tell him to take his pick.
Rob, not even goggles full of water can slow him down.
He's amazing. I watched that race last night where he had the goggles full of water and he blew him out of the water.
Michael Phelps, practically without vision, won the 200-meter butterfly and then went on to win the 800-meter freestyle team relay.
And then traded 3 gold medals for a pack of gum.
Man, he's the most decorated athlete in history, for Christ's sake.
And although his success is finally starting to soak in, he's still trying to put it in perspective.
When you have an Olympic gold medal, it stays with you forever. That
hey,
never leaves your
it.
Side. You're always an Olympic gold medalist. And birthday happens every year. Christmas happens every year. Uh-huh. You only get to be an Olympic gold medalist, you know, so many times. And it's amazing.
There it is.
That is amazing that he got through that answer.
I mean, what's he going to say, really?
And I do love the Olympics.
They're in China, you know.
Shut the hell up.
Thank you.
He still has a chance to gold medal in Booger, doesn't he?
I just want him to keep the mouth closed. I came to Rob's dark side last night.
I see that.
I mean,
did.
I really watched it till about quarter of one. I was going crazy.
Laugh and point all you like, boys, but he's an American hero.
He is an American hero, and he will probably have a record that will never be shattered. It's incredible.
Someday he must come in this room with other American heroes.
He should. You mean us, of course.
I didn't say that, but if you said it. Oh.
Or there's this one.
Yeah. 北京 第29届 奥林匹克运动会
No parking in the yellow zone.
Yay! I guess feel like I do. You know, I'm glad it's the Olympics and all that. I'm really going to be glad to get all of our people home safely.
Me too.
You know, just get them the hell out of cancer land over there with the with the breath
smog
with the horrible smog and the air that you have to cut with a knife. I don't like it over
there. And I'll be happy when we get some more quality NBC programming.
Yeah,
away from all this sporting.
But just think of Ashley Sanctimony.
Yeah.
Sacrimony.
Sacrimony.
Sanctimony.
You made it very religious, didn't you?
Hello, I'm Ashley Sanctimony. Hello.
He is better than you.
He is worshiping. Mm-hmm. Two more golds this year, and Phelps ties the record of seven set by swimmer Mark Spitz at the 1972 Games. That was back around the time of Swingtown.
And he can win more than two more, right? Doesn't he have the potential to win like three or four more?
He'd like to. He wants to win three for sure so he can set a new or break Mark Spitz's record. It takes two to tie Spitz.
And I would just like to say to Ashley Sacrimony, I would like to say good luck. I know you had a tough time with the team competition, but for the individual stuff, I just want to say good luck to you.
Boobies!
Yes,
thank
that's
you.
True.
Thank you very much.
American Airlines is dodging and weaving after it charged a couple of U.S. soldiers from Texas $400 in extra baggage fees for their duffel bags.
Well, here we go.
American Airlines, strapped for cash like all the others, says it's no big deal because the military reimburses for that. But
that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Exactly, Tom. The VFW says the guys we're sending to Iraq shouldn't have to front the money and fill out some government expense report. So the VFW is asking Americans and all other cash-strapped airlines to waive the extra baggage fees for those who risk their lives for their country.
What would it be like if Katie worked at the airport?
Hey, asshole, go f*** yourself.
See, we wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, she wouldn't charge more for duffel bags.
Just don't take her tomatoes.
Right.
Most major carriers do waive fees for the first two pieces for military personnel traveling under orders, but add a duffel bag and that's another $100 to $300.
You're an idiot.
U.S. Airways, meanwhile, has announced that its flight attendants will now have credit card machines on them so you can pay for your coffee and soda.
Credit card machines.
I can't wait to do that credit card machine.
Thank you.
And now to the religion page. Exactly.
I'm right on it, Buzz.
Pope Benedict has been asked to stop wearing fur.
Peace be with you.
Animal rights activists who point out that the current pontiff is an animal lover himself should stop wearing the ermine on his hats, robes, and crowns and ceremonial hats.
All right. All right. Just thought I'd drop by, let you know. Hi, it's Benedict.
Hey, pontiff.
Yes, John Ratzenberger here. Just want to say, getting rid of the sable coat, the big hats,
and of course
my fur-lined boots that I wear in the Black Forest.
Don't they make your feet sweaty?
They do, and they're stinky, and it's time to get rid of them anyway, and I want to please the people that don't like fur. That's all I had to say. And,
good move.
Go Michael Phelps. They may think you're a dummy. I think you're a talented athlete.
Sure.
Good night.
That was one of my favorite appearances by the pontiff.
He had much to say.
The pope is also among the most fashion-conscious of all of them, with an extreme affinity for the church's ceremonial clothing.
Pope Dandy.
Oh, he's back.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm bearing gifts for both of you. Here I go.
That's very kind of you.
A pair of red loafers for both of you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
These are red patent loafer leathers, leathers that I wear that you see me in my pope mobile.
Love it.
Yes, I'm getting all my words backwards. I better leave while I'm still ahead. Thank you.
Pope Benedict, ladies.
Wow.
What an amazing Catholic.
Yeah, he would also be the first in centuries not to wear fur. No comment on this yet from the Vatican. Our self-righteous friends at Focus on the Family this week put on their website a video asking people to pray for a rain of biblical proportions when Barack Obama speaks in an outdoor stadium in Denver 2 weeks from now. They've since taken it down, saying they meant to be mildly humorous. Anybody remember the Fox News Channel's comedy show?
So they're actually trying to be pray for a flood when he's speaking?
Well, at least a rain of biblical proportions.
Fill that in yourself. Goddamn funny,
isn't it? I don't get it.
Funny people.
A big slice of homeowner upside down cake when we continue.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.